Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of U.S. Foods Radio. I'm Susan Anderson. Have you ever had one of those days where at the end of it, all you crave is a nice hot tub to knock out some of those aches and pains? I know a lot of you can relate to that. Well, good news, help is on the way, and it's in the form of something called biokinetics. Let's get the story. John Cabanz is president of biokinetics and joins us with a look at what we're already doing in certain markets. John, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
John, can you start us off with a snapshot of biokinetics? What's it all about?
I started in biokinetics in 2004, and the concept really was based on the foundations of my medical background. So I'm what they call a registered kinesiotherapist, which is an exercise-based therapist. And we use exercise and education to help people rehabilitate from injuries.
But really, your guiding principle is to help prevent injuries before they happen through proactive approaches. So tell us about that.
Proactive approaches that can help people before they get injured. Let's help prevent those injuries from ever happening. And that's really the foundation of biokinetics, the understanding that we're going to go out in the place where people get exposed to injuries at a high frequency, and that's at the workplace. And that's why biokinetics is solely focused on preventing injuries in workplace settings. Because of the rigors of physical work every day, not only just stresses of driving the tractor trailers themselves, but also then delivering the food, certainly exposes the folks to injuries in and out of the cab, going to the back of the trailer, loading up the two-wheeler, moving the food through quite a few varied positions from staircases that are quite narrow to long walks and to other rigors that expose an injury. So as we were able to attain that knowledge, be able to build the right program for the drivers at U.S. Foods.
Now, I understand your program is based on four pillars, John. Can you give us a quick overview?
Those pillars being prevention programs through exercise, education, at-risk behavior interventions, an early intervention program.
Well, what about the first one, the exercise pillar? What's that one look like?
So we utilize a unique warm-up program that was developed for U.S. food drivers specifically based on the rigors of their jobs. And so that's a three-minute warm-up program. It uses some unique tools from sports medicine. We use an upper body tool called a WOW. It uses rhythmic resistance. It's actually a tool that was originally developed in Vietnam and has been since patented by a U.S. veteran. And it's actually made in the United States by veterans. And we also use a tool called the Stand and Flex, which is a spring-loaded pedal. Both those tools are focused on warming up the different muscles within the body, both the upper and lower body, to protect the knees, back, shoulders, and other joints that are exposed to injury. So the warm-up piece is really the three-minute warm-up program that all the drivers get a chance to start off with in the facility at the division before they head out for their day. That's really an umbrella program we look at, meaning we can protect all the drivers that are going to start their day through that one program.
Can I ask you a devil's advocate question, John? Let's say I'm a driver who's been at it for a lot of years, and I think I'm doing fine. Do I really need this?
Sure. I mean, I've got drivers who, John, I've been working for 25 years. I've never been injured. What do I need this for? And, you know, we always say is, number one, first and foremost, that's wonderful. We'd never want to see you get injured, and we want to make sure that a program like this can further help that goal, because as we age, as our body starts to go through its physiological aging process, things change. You know, your ligaments aren't as pliable. Your muscles don't recover as quickly as they once did. And so what this program does is it prepares you for those later years in life as well. Not just necessarily the immediate benefit of warming up or of changing your mechanics and how you're lifting the groceries you're delivering. It's also what we can do to help prepare the body for the future. Typically, I come across a driver each place we go and implement, and someone on their phone has the app that says, hey, John, you know, I got 2 years and 6 months, 4 days and 8 hours before I can retire. I'm finally going to be out of here. I say, that's great. That's wonderful. You work for a great company. You got a nice retirement set up for yourself. But if you get to that point in life and you can't go out and do the things you like to do, the bumps and bruises, the aches and pains, they take a toll. There's a cumulative effect to that. But that cumulative effect doesn't have to mean that someday you're not going to be able to go do the things you like to go do. The body is an amazing tool. We want to make sure that we give you as much vigor in your life as possible, because whether you're injured or not, and whether you feel like you need it or not, you're putting a toll on your body. There's a stress you're putting on your body day in and day out. We want to make sure that that stress is minimized as much as possible. You can continue living the life you lived and make sure that life is far beyond your U.S. food service days.
Biokinetics. Nothing more important than feeling good, right? John Cabanz, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.